It said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, obeying His commands and His laws, then I, God, will not make you suffer the diseases I, God, sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who healed you. Is that what it says? So who sent sickness and disease upon us both? God. Now, the thing about it is, God speaks the curse, and who is it that really makes you sick? The devil. Yeah, that's where you were right. The devil. But who tells the devil to go get us? God does. Absolutely right. He's in control. When that, this is something that took me a long time to find out. Now, as I studied the Scripture and everything and read this, I used to see people trying to cast out demons. I mean, when I finally went to a Pentecostal church or an Assembly of God church, of course, when I was in a Baptist church, you know, we didn't even talk about demons. We, you know, we didn't pray for the sick. You know, we didn't, I mean, yeah, we prayed for the sick on Wednesday night, but we never saw God do nothing that I know of. I never saw a healing, a miracle, or nothing. But see, the thing that I didn't know how to do, I didn't know at this time that God is the one that sent the devil to make me sick, and He only sent him when I was disobedient. See, I didn't know that. So when we would try to cast out a demon, we couldn't. When I finally moved into the realms of getting to this place, I'm trying to cast out demons, and one time I tried to cast a demon out of a woman, and when I tried to cast this demon out, of course, this demon spoke to me. And he says, no, I'm not coming out. I'm here by legal right. I thought, well, you know, God told me His word, the devil's a liar. You know, so I said, you lying beast, you know, you're not telling me the truth. But I couldn't get him out. I could not get this devil out of this woman. Now, this woman had already had a hysterectomy, and she still had back pains and cramps and all kinds of things. And the Baptist preacher that asked me to come to minister to her that Sunday afternoon, he knew about the ministry God had put me in. He knew he couldn't get her healed. And he knew she had already been to the doctor and done everything, and she was getting no better, even after a hysterectomy and all these things. So when he asked me to come, I went down there, and of course I was going to kick this devil out of her, but he wouldn't leave. And so after he kept telling me, I have legal right to be here, I started asking the Lord. I said, Lord, now, I said, this devil's lying to me. I said, Lord, I got to know why I can't get this devil out. You told me I have all power over these devils, but this beast is not coming out, so I got to know what is wrong. And the Lord spoke to me and said, that devil's there because I sent him. Well, now, this was a shocker to me. You know, I didn't know. Here, I'm a Baptist Sunday school teacher, and I started to say, I rebuke you, devil. But no, I'm talking to God, and God's telling me He's there because I, God, sent him. And then I thought, well, God, if you sent him, why did you send him? What is the wrong? What's the problem here? He says, it's her unforgiveness toward her first husband. So I said, ma'am, do you have unforgiveness towards someone? And immediately her husband, the new husband, she had had him, of course, for many years. She'd been married to him, I think, 15 or 20 years. Well, at least 15 years. And he said, oh, yeah, she has unforgiveness toward her first husband. I said, well, why? He said, oh, you see them two boys right there? I said, yeah. I said, that's hers and his. And said, when that second one was born, he run off and left her in the hospital, never supported her or nothing, and just left her. And said she has hated him with a passion ever since. Now, I mean, it looked like she had a good reason to hate him, didn't it? I mean, here she is. He comes in, sleeps with her, gets her pregnant, all of that, has two children, and when the second one's born, he just leaves. He don't want nothing to do with this thing. He don't want to support these kids. He only wanted to live with this woman because he wanted sex. He didn't want children. He didn't want to be a daddy. He just wanted to be satisfied sexually. He could care less. So he left her. And of course, you know, she got mad at him, naturally. And of course, her hatred toward him had opened the door to a demonic spirit. God had sent it because He told her to forgive. In fact, God said, if you do not forgive everybody from your heart, I, God, will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. God said that in His Word. And we'll probably cover that before the day is over. But anyway, after I finally got this woman to repent of her sin and forgive her first husband, then I commanded that spirit to leave, and he left instantly, and the woman was instantly healed and got saved right there. So it's amazing, as I've had these experiences with God, and when I was in the Baptist church, or in church, you might say, working under a denomination, I asked doctors of theology, does God send these demons to make us sick? Oh, no. Can I as a Christian have a demon? Absolutely not. But you know, the more I studied the book, I found out that don't line up with what the book says. That's not what the book said. Because in that one verse right there, he says, God says, if he was speaking through Moses in the Exodus 15:26, he said, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, the voice of the Lord your God today that you and I have readily available, we call it the Bible. Somebody said, I wished I could hear God's voice. You can hear it anytime you want to. All you got to do is open this book and read it out loud. And that's God's voice, and he's talking to you. Is that right? This is God's word. This happens to be the King James, but this is God's mighty word, and that book right there will set you free if you'll do what it says. He said, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, and not what you think, but what he says. What you think don't carry no weight. Because if you ask, especially us men, you ask a man what you think is right, oh, he'll sit down and tell you all about it. You think I have to go to church? No, that Bible. I go to church once in a while when my wife drags me down there. You know, but you don't have to go to church to serve God. Hey, that's a lie. That's not true. That's not what this book says. But a lot of men will say that. Well, I don't believe there's a hell. Well, let me tell you, it don't make no difference whether you believe there's one or not. There is one. You know, well, I don't know about this place called heaven. Well, let me tell you, there is a heaven, whether we believe it or not, because it's written in that book. And so since all things are true written in this book, it makes no difference whether you or I believe them or not. If God said it, case closed. It's done. That's the way it's going to work. But he said, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and his laws, then I, God, will not make you suffer the diseases I, God, sent on the Egyptians, for I, God, am the Lord who heals you. Is that what that says? So it's real clear, isn't it? So if we obey, what's he going to do? Is he going to put sickness and disease on us if we obey? No, not at all. What if we disobey? Then it's going to come upon us. Guarantee it. And that's why we're sick. We do not know these things. Okay, Dave, take the next one that you've got there. And this is Deuteronomy 28:50-61. Now he says, if you refuse to obey. Now here, this is just pretty clear. You just can't hardly mess this up. This is the NLT, the New Living Translation. If you refuse to obey, then the Lord will overwhelm both you and your children. Now, that's scary, isn't it? I mean, if you disobey, who's he going to attack? I don't want him to attack my children. Do you, sir? Is that going to be worthwhile for me and you to be good boys? Oh, yeah. Guarantee it's going to be worthwhile. Because if there's anything a man does not want to see happen, he does not want to see his children attacked with sickness and disease, or his grandchildren. I mean, you want them little guys to be well, and you want to be able to brag on them. Say, look at that boy running down. Isn't he sweet? That's my grandson. Or that little girl, the most beautiful little thing. She don't have nothing wrong with her. She's sharp as a tack. She knows all her colors by the time she's 3. She can count to 100. And you say, that's my grandbaby. She must have got that from me. Don't we love to brag on our babies? Of course we do. That's the way we want our children to be, you know. But our children are only going to be that way if we are good boys. If we obey. The Lord said, if you refuse to obey, then the Lord will overwhelm both you and your children with indescribable plagues. That's scary, isn't it? The Lord will bring against you every sickness and every plague there is, even those not mentioned in this book of the law, until you are destroyed. Now, who's going to put that on people that are disobedient? The Lord. So who's in control? The Lord. I mean, we need to get this in our spirit as a church. There's only one you got to make happy. And you know who that is? God. If you make God happy, then you ain't going to have no problem. You ain't going to have no problem with your wife. And this wife ain't going to have no problem with her husband. He's going to be a good boy at home, isn't he? Yeah, because we realize it don't matter how young or how old, God's bigger than me and you both, right, brother? And I don't like the switch from God. He is no respecter of persons. He don't care who you are. He honors faith after we obey. Now, after we obey and do what he says, there's some awesome promises. But this is pretty clear, isn't it? He'll attack not only us, but our children. You have a question? Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what he will do. Those plagues, and of course, that's the King James you're using, right?
Yeah, but he left that out, so it's probably in another way, the same meaning.
Yeah. So, but anyway, this very clearly describes it, but it may be even clearer. That's why I'm saying, read these things in the Amplified. Read them in the King James. Read them in the NLT. Read them in an NIV. Read them in many different translations and look and see what God's trying to tell you. Let him talk to you from his word. And I can assure you that when you read them in many different translations, he will reveal to you his truth. So don't ever use just one translation. But the King James is a great translation. But some of it is very difficult to understand because some of the words they used back there 400 years ago when they made it is a little bit difficult for you and I to comprehend. But, you know, if you read it enough, you can get it. But if you read these things, in fact, Dave, can you put that on the screen in the King James? And we'll go over that one time in the King James, that Deuteronomy 28, 58 through 61. And let's just see what the difference is in the King James. It says, if you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful. Now, see, you might misunderstand that. You would think, gee, that's good. How's a plague going to be good? That's not what he means, is it, brother? He will make your plagues wonderful and the plagues of your seed. Now, what's that? That's those children he's talking about. And the plagues of your children, even great plagues and of long continuance. And sore sicknesses and of long continuance. See, I don't like any of that. Do you?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.